Christian who made a difference this week is Oswald Barnett. He was a devout Methodist Christian whose religion made him a man of action, doing good for the society he lived in. Appalled by the conditions in the slums of Melbourne in the early 1900s, he established the Methodist Babies Home to provide care for children born in the slums, and he worked to provide affordable, subsidised housing for slum dwellers. He was a humanitarian, idealist and enthusiast, an astute organiser and advocate of his views. He influenced the lives of many people for their good. Born on 28th of September 1883 in Brunswick, Melbourne, Australia, Barnett was the son of working-class parents. He attended Sunday school at Brunswick Methodist Church. Christianity was booming and 800 regularly attended the church. Some had to be turned away due to shortage of space. The average Sunday school attendance was 550. He attended the Albert Street State School until 1898, when he joined the Education Department, initially as monitor and eventually as student teacher. He resigned in 1902 to become a clerk in the civil service. On 6th of January 1909, he married Elizabeth Hyatt, with whom he was to have four daughters and a son. He returned to study and in 1928 graduated with a Bachelor of Commerce from Melbourne University. In 1931, he completed a master's degree with a thesis on the economics of the slums of Melbourne. He was now qualified as a public accountant and established his own practice. Barnett was an active Methodist Christian with the Christian attitude and value of helping others. In 1923, at age 40, he visited an inner-city slum. This shocked him greatly, and concerned for the welfare of the children in particular, he enlisted the aid of other young Methodists to take action. They organised a campaign which led to the establishment of the Methodist Babies Home in South Yarra in 1929. In 1934, he formed a study group of about 40 members, comprising prominent people, architects, and representatives of other churches and charitable institutions, including Father Tucker from the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence. The group held weekly meetings to receive and discuss housing and housing reform. His group soon widened its activities to form the nucleus of the slum abolition movement of the early 1930s. In his public campaign, Barnett used a combination of scientifically gathered data and emotional presentations. He wrote newspaper articles, made public addresses, and handed out pamphlets. Due to his activities, the Premier of Victoria appointed a Housing Investigation and Slum Abolition Board. Barnett was a member of this board. The board recommended establishing a housing scheme run by a commission of experts. So the Housing Commission of Victoria was set up in 1938 and Barnett was vice chairman for 10 years. He opposed multi-story flats for public housing. In 1952, his was virtually a lone voice attacking proposals for this type of housing. He used a church event, the Pleasant Sunday Afternoon at Wesley Church, as his speech platform. For a generation, he served the Victoria-Tasmania Methodist Conference as a leader of Bible classes, as a lay preacher of distinction, and as a member of many welfare committees. He also published several collections of poetry and articles on Christian theological subjects. In 1962, aged 79, Barnett retired from his accountancy firm. He died at Box Hill on 3rd of May 1972. An annual oration is now delivered each year in Melbourne in his honour, usually about housing issues and housing policy. Oswald Barnett was a visionary who, through his ideas and actions, made a big difference to housing for the poor of Victoria. Christians remain.